From WBHM News, I'm Richard Banks. Guaranteed income is coming to the Gulf South. Birmingham, New Orleans, and Shreveport are set to launch pilot programs soon. Each city will give a small number of residents hundreds of dollars each month. The programs work differently, but they all have the same goal, helping people escape poverty. From the Gulf States Newsroom, Aubrey Juhas and Stephen Basaha have this story.
These cities have been planning these pilots for months, and they're finally ready to start handing out money. And up first is New Orleans.
Yes. Starting in January, the city plans to launch a program specifically for teenagers and young adults who, for the most part, are neither in school nor working. These young people can be really difficult to reach, especially if they don't speak English. So the city has taken extra steps to make sure they sign up.
Hola, ¿estás aquí para ayuda del huracán de Alas o del programa de UBI?
That's Lisa Maria Rhodes, a community organizer who's helping with the city's pilot program. She's at New Orleans City Park talking to young people that have already signed up. Many think the program's too good to be true.
Up until now, I think they're like, I'm just trusting you and filling out this form, but I've never heard of something like this, and is this a scam?
If you've never heard of guaranteed income before, it does kind of sound pretty scammy.
Yeah, it does, but across the Gulf South, and the entire country really, dozens of cities receive funding for pilots from a nonprofit called Mayors for a Guaranteed Income.
All of the pilot programs have two main goals: give unrestricted money to the people that need it, and study what happens when you do.
New Orleans pilot will run for 10 months, and participants will get $350 each month.
21-year-old Jasmine Gil Rivera says if selected for the pilot, she'd like to save the money for college, but
the rent is going, like, so high. I don't know why, and bills too is going so high, and probably that will be go through, like, food, rent, and bills.
Each city in pilot is doing the who gets the money and how much a little bit differently.
For example, Shreveport's giving out nearly twice as much, $680 per month. Their pilot will go for a full year. It's targeting single parents living near or below the poverty line.
While Birmingham's looking to help single moms.
That could be a single biological mom. It could be a single grandmother or auntie or, you know, somebody playing the mother role.
Amelia Muller works for the city of Birmingham and helped put together the city's pilot, which is giving out $375 a month.
In Birmingham, about 60% of households with kids under 18 are led by single women.
And we know that the pandemic has disproportionately impacted single women, has it disproportionately impacted mothers.
Birmingham's pilot also stands out because anyone can apply, no matter how much they make. That's to make sure people who need help aren't left out if they make just a few dollars too much, a common problem with welfare.
Researchers that have been studying welfare for years, like Mimi Abramovitz, also say today's programs are too restrictive, with lots of paperwork, drug testing, and work requirements.
A guaranteed annual income that doesn't do that is great. The more it doesn't do that, the better.
Now, guaranteed income skeptics argue giving people money reduces the incentive to work, but research shows that's usually not the case. Another criticism is that it's really expensive. Just look at Social Security. It's basically a guaranteed income for older Americans, and it takes up nearly a quarter of the entire federal budget.
While the program is pricey, it's also popular among voters. Abramovitz says Social Security shows a guaranteed income can work.
Do the math. What, 70 years or something? So we have 70 years of knowing what the impact of you giving people money so they don't starve to death.
It's actually been 87 years. Given all that time, why do we need more pilots to research this idea?
That's a question Stacia West gets a lot. She's the co-director of the Center for Guaranteed Income Research at the University of Pennsylvania. Her team is overseeing the research for nearly 30 different pilot programs.
Many of my friends and colleagues are like, we know this works, right? Why do we continue experimenting with this?
West says that's because big policy change happens in small steps. First, one city tries it. If it goes well, other cities may try similar programs, or the entire state could follow suit.
Her center will be releasing studies and data about how this all goes, but changing policy takes more than peer-reviewed papers.
If the world were changed by data, we would live in a completely different world, right? And so the most effective policy change occurs when we have both strong data and strong narrative evidence.
Mayors for a Guaranteed Income plans to mine these pilots for narratives about how this money hopefully changes people's lives.
And they'll use those stories in the next part of their plan, campaigning to make guaranteed income federal policy.
For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Stephen Basaha.
And I'm Aubrey Juhas.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership among public media stations in Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana.